The title of this message that I entitled, Called to Holiness.
Yes, sir.
C-A-L-L-E-D, past tense, called to holiness. Maybe this message will hurt your feelings, but the Bible says, open rebuke is better than secret love.
Yes, sir.
The more you hurt, the more you learn. Always remember this. The Bible says, the Bible is like a two-edged sword. You know, if the Word of God used to rebuke your heart tonight, or to challenge you maybe, just obey as the Holy Spirit leads in your heart. If you have Bible, open your Bible with me in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1. May I request everyone to stand up if you could and if you are able. I have 3 points tonight because I inspired to Stephen Curry. Alright? Every time he shoots a ball, always ringless to the 3-point area. So I'm using 3 points tonight. Alright, so 1 Peter chapter 5 or chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. Like I said, there is a difference reading the Bible and studying the Bible. When you read the Bible, you need to scan it. But if there is a question mark in your mind, that is the beginning that you want to learn something about the Bible. Alright? The Bible says, But as He which had called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. The Bible is very clear. In all you do, holiness is required. In verse 16, because it is written, I'm glad because the Bible that we are using is preserved Word of God. The Bible says, because it is written, be ye holy. For I am holy. Isaiah chapter 6, open your Bible. Isaiah chapter 6, in verse 1, chapter 6 in verse 1 down to verse 3 or verse 4. Are you there? The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each one had 6 wings, with twin he covered his face, and with twin he covered his feet, and with twin he did fly. Verse 3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy to the Father, holy to the Son, holy to the Holy Spirit, is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. In verse 4, And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that he cried, the house was filled with smoke. Why God, why Isaiah wrote 3 words, holy, holy, holy? This is not accident. Because the 3 words, holy, 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 holy to the Father, holy to the Son, and holy to the Holy Spirit. Called to holiness. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, you know my situation right now. I know my people is praying right now in the Philippines. Praying for me. Praying for this camp meeting, O God. Lord, my English is limited, but I need the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, touch the heart of your people right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Called to holiness. Holiness is the strength of the soul. It comes by faith and through obedience to God's law and ordinances. If you want to become stronger Christians, holiness is the secret.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Now, I would like to talk about being called to holiness, growing in Christ-likeness. Part of being a Christian is growing to be like Christ. In fact, you know what? That what the word Christian means, it means a Christ one, a follower of Christ, one who is growing to be like Christ, and part of growing in Christ-likeness is growing in holiness.
Yes, sir.
I believe on this. I have a question. Do you think of yourselves as a holy person? Do you even want to think of yourself as a holy person, or does that make you nervous? You know, if I am claiming that I am holy, I feel nervous. But you know what? I want you to talk with you about holiness this evening and hopefully help you to understand what holiness is all about, who it is meant for you, what it is not, how we may actually grow to be holy people, and why you would want to. Number one that I would like to share it to you this evening. In the book of 1 Peter that we read a while ago, number one, God calls you or us to be holy. I will repeat, God calls you and me to be holy.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, but as he which had called you is holy, to be ye holy in all manner of conversations. To be honest right now, a lot of Christians today, there is no holiness at all.
Yes, sir.
The way they talk, there are no holiness at all. The way they walk, there is no holiness at all. They will decide, there is no holiness at all.
Yes, sir.
The problem right now, folks, God is calling you to a holiness and holy living. You know what? Today, it's hard to identify who is the Christian and who is non-Christian today.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Because Christians today, they act like unbeliever. They act like a wicked person. They act that there is no Christ in their heart.
Yes, sir.
Folks, the reason why God calling you for holiness, because God is holy.
Yes, sir.
Since the beginning, God is holy. Until today, God is holy. And even in the future, even in the new heaven and new earth, God is still holy God. And it's hard to serve God without holiness. Folks, holiness is not something just for your pastors or missionary or church leader or deacons. God calls all of His people to holiness.
Yes, sir.
The Bible is very clear. Be ye holy, for I am the Lord. Is a holy. Folks, right now, remember this. God is holy. He is pure. He is without sin. He calls you to be like Him. You might say, well, that's pretty tall order. But you know what? Holiness is the best thing you desire in your life.
Yes, sir.
A lot of Christians today, they are desiring to become rich. A lot of Christians today, they are desiring to be like a famous. A lot of Christians today, they are desiring to become a president, to become a judge, to become a, you know, a great leader of your country. May I encourage you tonight, before you desire something in your life, we must desire holiness in your life.
Yes, sir.
Every time you read, every time you pray, every time you serve God, every time you attend the church, every time you're talking to unbelievers, desire holiness in your life.
Yes, sir.
And I will guarantee you, God will use you mightily.
Yes, sir.
Folks, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. Open your Bible in the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians. I don't know if my pronunciation is right, but deep inside in my heart, I just want to be a blessing. Amen. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 in verse 3. It is God's will that you should be sanctified. Listen, on verse 3 of chapter 4. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification. Amen. Very clear. The Bible says, for this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication.
Yes, sir.
The reason today why Christians living in sin, because they are not holy. They enjoy sin. They are happy about sin. Why? Because there is no holiness at all.
Yes, sir.
That is the problem. But you know what? In verse 7, for God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
Yes, sir.
Folks, it's hard to live daily without holiness. Not only that, it is God's will that you should be sanctified. The word sanctified or sanctified comes from the same word as holiness. It means to be consecrated or set apart.
Yes, sir.
Let's say, for example, your friend is wicked. They're using cigarette, drinking alcohol, and yet you are happy joining with them. The Bible says to set apart.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have face mask here. This is clean. Very clean. Because if that is clean, the face mask there is clean, right?
Yes,
Okay. I will give you illustration. Can you use this, sir? It's okay?
Yeah.
I will cover your eyes. Okay, cover your eyes. Cover your eyes. Okay, follow me. Come on. I'm not joking. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Up. Step up. Okay. Okay, follow me. Come on, follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Up. Watch. Okay. This is the point. Just hold on, sir. It's hard to follow Christ if you are blinded by Satan.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Am I right? It's hard to obey God. Yes, you are listening to the voice of God every Sunday. Yes, you are enjoying hearing the preaching of God's word every day in your life. But if you are totally blinded by Satan, I guarantee you, you cannot obey God right.
Yes, sir.
Come on, follow me. Yeah. Follow me. Follow me here. Turn to left. Come on, left. Okay. It's hard to follow, right?
Yes, sir.
Because there is no holiness at all. Because many Christians, they are not desiring anymore the word holiness.
Yes, sir. You're out, Barabbas.
The reason why you don't have revival in your country right now. A lot of Christians today, preacher, are quitting the ministry. Why? Because there is no holiness at all. They are totally blinded by Satan. They are totally covered his eyes by wicked things of this world, material things of this world. Come on, buddy. Follow me. Come on. It's not easy. Just hold on. It's not easy to follow Christ if you are blinded by the enemy.
Yes, sir.
A lot of Christians today, they are pretending a Christians.
That's good, brother.
But they are not living. They are not acting like a Christians.
Yes, sir.
It's hard.
Yes, sir.
You can run, buddy. Can you run?
Okay,
just walk. Just walk here. Just walk. Come on, walk. 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 Okay. What happened if you are blinded by Satan? What happened? Okay, what happened? What happened? Huh? Okay. If you will allow yourself to talk to the Lord, Lord, I don't like to be blinded by Satan.
Yes, sir.
I want to walk with holy life in my life. God easily removed this blindfold.
Yes, sir.
And when the Lord said, follow me.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that one, put on that area. Come on. And this bag, put on that. Come on. Come on. Okay, you go back to your seat now. Listen, it's easy to work, right? It's easy to listen. It's easy to follow. Why? Because you are not blinded.
That's good. Yes, sir.
Folks, may I encourage you, the Bible is very clear. The reason why Christians living today without holiness in their life, they are totally blind by Satan.
Yes, sir.
Let us desire to be holy. Folks, it's not easy to be holy. The Bible says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, and the word holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Yes, sir.
Holiness is not means acting strange. Some people, they are thinking this is the holiness style. Hello, how are you today? I'm happy to see you. No, that is not the picture of holiness. Sometimes Christians are pretending to be holy the way they talk, but deep inside in their heart, there is no holiness.
Yes.
Listen. I will close. I will not finish the third point. I will not finish this. You know what? Holiness comes from God.
Yes, sir.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. I will close. I have a lot of things to say, but the Holy Spirit is convicting me right now to stop. Chapter 12. Verse 14, Hebrews. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Did you know what? Jesus died to make you holy. Hey, Christians, I will repeat. Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary. He was buried, and in 3 days, He rose from the dead to make us holy.
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 25 to 27. Listen on this. Verse 25. Chapter 5. Verse 25 to 27. In the book of Ephesians. Are you there?
Amen.
Verse 25. Husbands, love your wives. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hey, husband, love your wives. I learned something in my life. The head of the church is God.
Yes, sir.
The head of the family is the husband. But the neck is the wife. They can turn the head. Okay, just kidding.
Yeah.
Now, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might what? Sanctify and cleanse it with all the washing of water by the word, in verse 27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Yes, sir.
Remember this, folks. Christ died to make us holy. Tonight, I don't know about your spirituality. I'm not judging everybody. I don't know about your prayer life. I don't know about your daily devotion. I don't know if your fire is still on fire in your heart.
That's good.
But if not, bend your knees to God. And be honest, Lord, you know my situation. I feel broken down. There is no fire.
called to holiness. God bless you, and to God be the glory.